The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Megan Moore. Virginia state employees and teachers could see an additional 2% raise under a budget passed by state lawmakers on Wednesday. As Ben Pavier with VPM News reports, it's the result of months of negotiation.
The bipartisan agreement includes tax rebates of $200 for individuals and $400 for joint filers. There's new funding for Chesapeake Bay cleanup, K-12 schools, mental health services, and a new ombudsman to oversee state prisons. Delegate Barry Knight, who helped negotiate the agreement, said there was give and take between his fellow House Republicans and the Democratic majority in the Senate.
And I think everyone recognizes now that we've got a very good compromise and is something that both sides could live with and be happy with.
State Senator Cree Deed says negotiations were bogged down by disagreements over how much of a $5 billion surplus should be spent on permanent tax cuts. The Democrat says he likes the finished product, which mostly avoided those cuts. Governor Glenn Youngkin, who praised the budget in a statement, has 7 days to sign or amend it. Ben Pavier, VPM News.
Lawmakers negotiating an update to Virginia's budget dropped $100 million in funding to improve Richmond's combined sewer system. The system overflows with untreated runoff and wastewater during heavy rains. While both the State House and Senate included the funding in their past budgets, a multi-month delay in reaching a compromise meant that a spending deadline wasn't met and the funds were dropped. House Appropriations Chairperson Barry Knight told the Richmond Times-Dispatch that another source of sewer funding may be found before the budget is finalized. Two unions publicly launched their organizing campaigns at Virginia Tech in Blacksburg this week. The United Campus Workers of Virginia Tech, part of the Communications Workers of America, and the Virginia Tech Graduate Labor Union, an affiliate of the Virginia Education Association, have quietly been building support since 2020, according to Cardinal News. On Tuesday, the group stated their shared goals of living wages for staff and graduate student workers, as well as increased job security. State regulators removed costly Dominion-imposed requirements for mid-sized solar facilities last week following a complaint from the Virginia Distributed Solar Alliance. Now, developers say they're receiving interest but can't move forward yet. Patrick Larson with VPM News has more.
Dominion set parameters in December 2022 that required mid-sized solar farms to install costly shutoff systems in case of emergency. Alden Cleanthus with the Distributed Solar Alliance and co-founder of Norfolk Solar LLC said her company couldn't find an installer willing to shoulder the cost,
which made us dead in the water.
Last week, the State Corporation Commission said Dominion doesn't have the authority to set those parameters and struck them down.
There was a group of investors that reached out to us the next day.
But until Dominion indicates how it will handle interconnection requests, Cleanthus says it's not clear what developers' next steps should be. Dominion says it's committed to safety and is concerned that current standard shutoff devices are less reliable and could put the grid and electric line workers at risk. The company has less than a month to appeal the decision. Patrick Larson, VPM News.
We should note that Dominion Energy is a VPM donor. An invasive species of fire ant, first spotted in Hampton Roads in the 80s, is moving westward in Virginia due to climate change. The ants thrive in warm and wet areas, according to the Virginian pilot. With temperatures rising, fire ant mounds have been spotted in more rural regions, homing in on Southside Virginia and Richmond. The ants are also expert hitchhikers and able to float in water. Experts warn the fire ants are very aggressive, able to kill small birds, young livestock, and vulnerable humans. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
This week.
There were so many issues playing out in RVA. I mean, pretty much anyone will tell you.
There's definitely a lot of poverty.
Finding affordable housing.
Traffic, public transportation.
Climate change and heat islands.
Trying to find childcare in Richmond area.
I'm Rich Marr, host of a new VPM podcast called RVA's Got Issues. Listen to the podcast starting May 22nd.
Do you have issues with RVA?
Haven't found out yet.
Okay, good.